From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Wednesday, January 8th. A new grant will fund programs that improve the health of young people in Butte County. As NSPR's Adia White reports, applications opened this week.
The Aaron Rodgers NorCal Fire Recovery Grant will prioritize projects that focus on the health and wellness of youth in the Camp Fire burn scar. The grant also aims to support projects that serve low-income households and vulnerable communities. Typical grants will range from $5,000 to $25,000, but some of up to $50,000 may be allocated. The grant is being administered by the North Valley Community Foundation. Nonprofits and organizations that serve youth are eligible to apply. That includes schools, tribes, and churches with non-denominational programs. Applications are currently open and are due at the end of February. In Chico, I'm Adia White.
And when it comes to mental health, what kinds of services do you think are needed where you live? That's a question Butte County is posing to residents. NSPR's Eric Adams has the details.
Each year, Butte County Behavioral Health spends millions in state funds on mental health-related services and resources. This includes programs like the Mobile Crisis Unit, Passages Connections, and the 6th Street Drop-In Center. Now the department is asking residents in Chico, Oroville, Paradise, and Gridley to join them for a series of meetings to hear about their plans to address mental health issues in 2025. The meetings will focus on services funded by the state's Mental Health Services Act. It covers things like drop-in medical services, wellness programs, and preventative care. Sam Casal handles the funding for these programs. Casal says the department hopes to gather input from community members and behavioral health practitioners.
A lot of the stuff that we put out there for feedback really does matter. And I encourage anybody who's got a question, even if it's a bone to pick, come ask me. We'll be out there, and we're happy to take any questions or get them to where they need to go.
The first meeting will be at Butte County Library's Chico Branch on January 30th. The county is also soliciting feedback through an online survey. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
You can find a link to that survey at mynspr.org. In other news, Plumas County will be making updates to its hazard mitigation plans in the near future. The county says it's partnering with the city of Portola and 5 special districts to create new individualized plans for each one. The new plans will include an updated list of regional hazards and information on their impact on specific areas of the region. They'll also create preventative projects to harden the county against future disasters. County officials will begin discussions of the new plans at a meeting on January 14th from 1 to 4 p.m. Officials encourage the public to attend and offer any input, suggestions, or concerns. Also, despite its status as the most populated state in the country, California saw the smallest amount of growth in 2024. That's according to data compiled by the moving company U-Haul. California ranked last for the 5th consecutive year out of all 50 states. Southern states like South Carolina, North Carolina, and Texas saw the largest growth levels last year. U-Haul says the figures reflect a trend of leaving areas of the West Coast, particularly California. The index is made up of data collected from more than 2.5 million moving transactions made with the company. And finally, California's homeless population is still growing, but not as fast as the nationwide average. NSPR's Ken Duvall looks at the latest figures.
New federal data shows that more than 187,000 Californians were listed as unhoused in January of last year. That's around a 3.5% increase over 2023, but it's still lower than the 18% increase seen nationwide. Those numbers are determined by federally mandated point-in-time counts made by counties each year. They're not precise figures because different counties use different models to collect the data. Still, the numbers give a rough estimate that's useful in allocating resources and guiding policy. Even though California is the most populous state in the country, it has a disproportionately higher number of the nation's unhoused residents, nearly a third. Locally, Butte County's 2023 point-in-time count identified more than 1,200 people living on the streets or in shelters. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
And those were your headlines for Wednesday, January 8th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, you can head to our website at mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.